I have a very special thing to tell you all about today. I want you to go back in time and remember when you were a kid and before the internet, you went to a certain place where you congregated, and sometimes you met people from different schools or whatever, but you all wanted to go to the coolest place ever, and that was the mall. So today I'm going to be talking about maybe things that you don't know about our mall here in Plattsburgh, and to do that with me this morning is...
Hi, I'm the marketing director, Emily Moosman, at Champlain Center Mall.
And I have to ask you, so you grew up here, right?
I did not.
You didn't?
I'm from Rochester.
Oh, okay. So then my joke is lost on you, which I would be like, so do you remember the old mall?
I've seen pictures, and man, I wish I could have seen it because it was impressive.
Honestly, like the old mall and the new mall, I'm that old. I'm that old and that local that it's the old mall and the new mall. So basically where you work forever in my brain will forever be the new mall, and I'm sorry. I know that you run into that all the time, right?
Yeah, all the time, but like it's happy memories of the old mall. We don't mind it.
You know, when the mall was still there, the old mall, what I wanted to do is I wanted to buy it and turn it into a roller skating rink because all those ramps would have been amazing. But anyway, but what is amazing is our mall. There's so much stuff that's going. Every time I go up there, I see something new. So can you just give me a little bit of history about what's going on with the mall right now? Because maybe people just haven't been to the mall much lately.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say my favorite thing is fall is now at the mall. So with that, we bring in Spirit Halloween.
Ooh.
And I am a sucker to stand outside the store and try to watch people get scared by those animatronics. It cracks me up every time.
That's the best part.
And the amount of products that come out that are pumpkin themed throughout the mall is amazing. What will they think of next? Like I've seen toilet paper with pumpkins on it.
Oh my goodness.
Bath and Body Works, you can walk in and it smells like fall. Same with Yankee Candle. Oh my God.
Bath and Body Works is amping their game up this year. I saw some stuff on the internet that I want to go buy. I think that they're Halloween stuff. I mean, I like autumn fall stuff too, but that starts for me in November. This month and next month is all spooky all the time.
Oh yeah.
So I need to buy, but the good thing is I can buy it all now. But I saw some really neat Halloween stuff for Bath and Body Works. I'm like, I need to go get that. So when people go to the mall, I think that they don't realize that a lot of these businesses are not corporate owned. A lot of them are just local folks like me and you who happen to have their store in the mall.
Absolutely. Over a quarter of our businesses are all local residents here. And that is my goal of this show on is to be connecting our community and your listeners with the community we have in the mall. We're locals just like you.
You know, the one that stands out to me the most is my friend Teddy's restaurant up there. You know, Teddy and his family have been part of the mall forever. You know, that's a fine example right there of locals being in the mall and opening stores, you know?
Oh, yeah. Teddy has such a following. It's phenomenal. When he had to, we unfortunately had to shut down. When he reopened, there was a line that wrapped all the way around the mall for his food because he was so missed. And he has such that community backing. It's
yeah.
Just so nice to see.
You know, he got me hooked because I'm vegetarian. He actually will put the vegetables on the French fries for me, and it's out of this world. I'm just saying.
Ooh.
I know, right?
I feel like that's kind of like a secret menu item.
It is. Now it's not. If you get it, let me know. Poor Teddy's going to be like, I can't believe she told that to everybody on the radio. But no, I mean, this is the thing is like, you know, we're all coming out of one of the hardest times as business owners. I mean, and I'm in there too, you know, and we have to stick together because local is local. Doesn't matter where the shop is located. Local is local. Just mall doesn't necessarily mean all corporate. And I want people to take that away from here too. And a lot of, you know, and the people that are, you know, the bigger stores, like they're run by local people. The management is local people.
Absolutely. When you go on Amazon, you're not going to be supporting your local neighbor. When you come to the mall, you're supporting your neighbors. You're helping businesses with people that are right next to you versus when you go online.
So to tell people what we're going to do over the next, we're going to be, Emily and I will be meeting every other week to talk about this. And we're going to be spotlighting, again, some of these things and some of the things that are coming up at the mall and some of the actual vendors. And it's going to be very interesting for me because it's going to show me some things that I didn't know about the mall. And I know, like, I'm going to keep this a secret, but we'll give them a hint. You were just telling me about a new boutique that's going to be opening up in the mall that I'm excited about.
Absolutely.
And we'll be premiering that on the show too. So if you want to be on the edge of what is opening up and what's going on at the mall, this is the place that you're going to want to tune to. We'll be doing this every other week at 12:15. Me and Emily will be sitting down to talk about this, and we'll have a guest or two. And I think this is going to be a really fun partnership for us.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yay! Well, Emily, as always, it's nice to see you. This is the first time I've seen you in a few years, so it's nice to see you. But I really look forward to our partnership and doing stuff. And you know, we had a mini brainstorming session before the show, and we've already got Halloween and Valentine's Day all set, so we're good. It's going to be fun working with you, Emily.
Thank you, and everyone, come to the mall.
Come to the mall. Give the address for the mall.
60 Smithfield Boulevard.
And if you can't miss it. You can't miss it. But actually, I'm going to ask you, as somebody who works there every day, what's your favorite entrance to the mall?
The one by Target.
Me too. That's the one I always go to as well. Because usually what happens is I park at Target and then I work my way through. Oh. That's definitely what I do.
Same.
All right. Thanks, Emily. I'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
Thank you.